This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome. You are listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This hour is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. If you have a business with cash registers and cashiers and you're having a little trouble keeping these people employed, how about going to self-checkout? That's what Southwest Point of Sale has been doing for over 20 years. You can give them a call at 800-540-2149. Talk to the team. They'll come out to your location, take a look and see what you have as far as your setup goes. And if their system mates with your system, you will be set for the forever. 24-hour day, 7-day-a-week service. Again, give them a call, 800-540-2149. Also, Alpha Site Logistics. If you're doing an event out in the desert, these are the guys and girls you need to call. They've been serving in Imperial Valley for over 20 years. They offer portable toilets, hand wash machines, hand wash trailers, shelter trailers, dumpsters, and a whole lot more. Call them at 760-352-8383. Get a quote. Also, they know all the rules and regulations, so that's one less thing you have to fool with. All right, folks, welcome to the show.
Yes, I'm excited for today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Is it because of Super Bowl or is it because we're on radio?
Wait.
What?
There's a football game today?
I don't know. Somebody told me there was a football game.
Oh, man. We're supposed to be in the desert on Super Bowl Sunday.
I was.
Is that? Yeah, I know. I can tell by you.
I hauled butt home.
I would have gone, but, you know, can't do everything.
No, you can't do everything. So
it's a wonderful thing about these days.
Yeah. So what's kicking? I think you got some news.
There's stuff going on. It's
kind of quiet.
It's a little quiet on the Western Front.
It's been nice.
So the Yamaha grant to put reflectors on the Superstition bombing range fence. I got a permission slip from the woman from the Navy that I forwarded to Yamaha, saying that it's okay for us to put these things on the fence, right? Because that's a big thing. You're gonna do something. You need permission from the owner of the place you're going to do it.
Right.
So if you're going to do something on BLM land, you need permission from state parks or the national forest.
You mean they don't want to look at them? They don't want to look at them, measure them, taste them, smell them to make sure they meet all their...
Yeah, they don't have a lot of criteria. They're very
So do you get to make them as big as you want?
Yeah. 6 foot by 8 foot. No, they're like 4 foot by 4 inch by 2 inch with a hole in the top and the bottom. There'll be safety wire and we'll just twist them into.
But they got to be, are they reflector?
Yeah, okay. They're reflectors.
Yeah, they're automotive reflectors.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, that's a bonus. So now what's the next step?
So in a week or two, they're having their meeting where they discuss the grants and they're going to make the awards. And the grant administrator I spoke to, she said, we look really good.
Okay.
You can't say we get it until the group convene and they have their
Otherwise, powwow. Why are they there?
Right.
But she said we look pretty good. It offers a lot to OHV, and it doesn't cost them very much.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't cost them other than the – and it's not –
$5,000.
Yeah. Oh, that's for Yamaha?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're asking.
It's one bike.
I know. They make that on one or two bikes.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
They sell a lot of bikes. So, we're optimistic. And for those of you who don't quite know what we're talking about, we are asking Yamaha for money to buy reflectors to put on this new fence between the off-road vehicle area by Superstition Mountain and the Navy bombing range. They've made the fence. We've talked to them for about a year now about it. Yeah. They put the fence up, and I went out there to look at it, and it's hard to see in the daytime. At nighttime, it's very difficult to see.
So now, are these reflectors only?
We're putting reflectors on.
What about signage?
They have signage already.
There are some
installed.
Signs. Not a lot. You'd have to ride along the fence a ways to find the sign. It's
they're like every 50 yards,
couldn't
I
you,
think.
Couldn't you include signage along with the reflectors? That seems like
oh,
that
that's getting be. Really expensive.
I mostly
though.
Just want people to see it and not crash into it.
Yeah.
As far as what
in the
it
Yamaha,
is,
what's another motorcycle?
Yeah. So yeah.
It's probably more
money.
Than that.
I think we'll get a lot of volunteers to help us.
To make the aluminum signs that have, you know, the one side reflective and then with us having it painted or baked, it's called anodized on to put the sign on it and everything. But ordering
that's just
those,
another level of
there's, what, 7 miles altogether of this three line smooth wire fence that goes. I think it's only like, I think it's five. Or is it 6 miles that go along the OHV and then 1 mile down Huff Road, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Right. So the 6 miles of it is what goes across the backside of OHV.
You know, I didn't think of that. We should put reflectors along Huff Road also. We don't want people to turn off the highway and crash into the fence. So they told me there's 3,633 posts. And so that's how many reflectors I want to order. And so some of those posts are along Huff Road.
You know what I would do? And there again, I don't get involved with this. And I know how difficult it is to get government to do anything. But I would suggest to the people that own the fence that if you supply us with new signage, we'll install it for you for free. I mean, all you got to do is ask.
The opposite of that might be easier, that we get the signs made. And we give them to the Navy. And the Navy has, what do they call them, the CBs?
The trainees. Basically any of the trainees.
They have
the basic training kids?
Yeah.
They have construction crews that we could give them the stuff and they could. They're looking for projects. They have a lot of labor.
All right. Well, I mean.
But it could go either way.
But I mean, I would. I mean, it's almost.
Would like to see signs along.
Well, just because you come screaming out there, you've never been out there before, and you see a reflector.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah,
what?
You don't go,
even the newer crowds that have been going out there for the last 3 to 5 years, they've all thought that that's just open desert.
Like, well, sure.
I literally just got into a social media argument with a person in regards to learning the desert and knowing because in the last 3 weeks, twice, the fence has been cut twice in the last 3 weeks. And it's cut, which means people are literally taking wire cutter snippers out there and so that they can get out to where they want to go.
What Dave is saying is like we need to have signs so that people understand what's going on.
Yeah.
And I would even, I mean, I hate to tell you, but I would even say, you know, cutting this fence is a federal offense.
It is.
And you're on camera. And the fine is $5,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying, because if you don't have a deterrent,
yeah,
I mean, speed limit is 65,
the fine,
right?
In my opinion, should be more than that because when you go out and you're in the bombing range and you're playing in the bombing range and you have the crew that's over at the Naval Air Force that's been set up, you've got the ground crew prepping the plane, you got the plane being prepped and fueled, you've got the people in the tower that are running it, you've got the drone that's also flying watching
the
drivers.
Could have come from the other side of the world. To get trained over here.
And then, the penalty will be you will blow yourself up.
Yeah, that is a very strong possibility.
You don't need to put money out there.
Yep. No.
You don't need to have a money fine.
Yeah. No, I took
the orange triangle.
Yeah.
We do have you. You're under surveillance.
Yeah.
Smile when you go across because we want to know who to contact when you're blown all to smithereens.
My brother hadn't been to Plaster City and down to where in the bombing ranges you're going down, what is it, the Juan de Santos, I think is the trail is what it is. I don't know if it's the one. It's not the Juan Batista one, but it's the Juan de and Sousa or something like that. Trail, and that goes from Plaster City out the back of Plaster City, and it follows the train tracks all the way down. And you can cut across the bombing range that is on the west side of Superstition and the northwest side of Plaster City. And it's a big bombing range. Again, people don't think that there's a bombing range over there, don't know that there's a bombing range over there. I'm like, what do you think all those white signs are? Well, because there's no fence on that side.
They have enough signs. I've ridden along plenty of signs. It's not like there's a problem. And thank goodness there's no
relocated.
Well,
what, the signs?
If there's tons of signs.
Well
just people just are not like, oh, going anyway.
Yeah. Well, just yesterday, I took my brother, my nephew. We went out exploring. We have Painted Gorge cleanup in a couple weeks, so we wanted to go out and go look at Painted Gorge, see how bad the trash was and stuff, and get pre photos of the trash. So we decided to go and explore because he'd never been over to that side. He'd never been down to the Superstition, or he's been in the Superstition Trestle one time. But, you know, I took him down. I wanted him to see the big ammo shells that are the size of me, you know, that are there. And he's thoroughly impressed on all the dummy rounds that they had, just thousands of, you know, 3-foot dummy rounds where the head of it's, you know, 18 inches long, and then it's got a tail with the 3 sides of it that come out of it. And there
was, saw those with your binoculars?
No, you can drive down the trail and you can literally see it from the trail. If you're on, if you're on the approved trail and you don't exit the approved trail, you can look over and see right at it.
Just think what you could, and you could recycle that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And I told my brother, I'm like, between us and the tower, which is, you know, and that fence line where those bombs are, you can find anywhere from 5 to 10 bombs within that area. And my brother was like, no way, no way. The military doesn't leave them out here like that. Being that he's a Navy chief himself, you know, and I'm like, no, they okay. really do.
Now, there's the military for you. Here's the Danger Live bombing range.
Yep. And a laser range.
20 feet from it is a parachute drop zone.
Yes. For the military.
How accurate are you at parachuting?
You got to be spot on when you're in the military.
Well, yeah, I think.
That's their training
but
ground.
But I mean, it's only... Hello, don't you think you'd put it a little farther apart?
No, because it's all incorporated into each other.
If a parachuter does fall into the bombing range, you'll never hear from him again anyway. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Wayne
Miller
Mobile
Tire.
Yeah, it's as mobile as he can get.
Well, you know, when he's got me as number
yes,
one
as
client.
A customer. A 5-star customer, we might add.
Yes. So you could be stuck on the side of the road. You could be on a job site and you need tractor tires. Wayne Miller Mobile Tire is here for any of your tire needs. You can go to the shop in Santee or he'll come to you. Give him a call at 619-596-2800.
Cool. All right. So we've been talking about safety a little bit. You know, the fact that Yamaha is going to do the reflectors.
We're asking Yamaha for money.
So we're going to get Yamaha to provide the... Man, we either have to go after Honda or somebody else to do the signs.
Yeah, we should.
I mean, I'm just saying it's... I hate it when we do something in the government and we do it halfway.
Yeah, you know, I agree. The signs too, because again, obviously people don't know.
And, how many new off-roaders are there a year? Does anybody look that number up?
Too many.
A lot of vehicles have been sold
in the last
2 years
lately. Because of COVID, it's skyrocketed and it's doubled, if not tripled.
So
from what
it would
used
make
to be
perfectly good sense to me when you've got all these new people out there. Because all it's going to take is one accident, one fatality, and guess what, folks? You just gave the government an excuse to shut down that area.
Yep.
Absolutely.
So if you like that area, then you need to be part of STORC for $25 and help us fight the fight. I would go after Honda. I'd go after BMW. I'd go after anybody plays out there.
Yamaha, if they approve our grant, we should go back to them and say we'd like to do more.
Or go to Polaris.
Give them the chance.
Or go to a good program. Give them first right of refusal.
Yeah, let me see how they feel.
Because if you explain it to them, say, you know, we were talking on radio. We know you were listening. And we decided, you know, having reflectors are wonderful. But wouldn't it be nice if there was a sign that went with it? And you could put brought to you by Yamaha on the bottom of it.
Yeah.
There's no reason we can't do that.
Yep.
Put Yamaha right on the sign.
You're not writing any of that down. Oh. Yeah, borrow my pen. You can even keep that if you want.
Ooh, I love my Racer Radio pen.
Oh, my God. It says Racer Radio right on the pen.
How scary. But, you know, it's all about publicity. It's all about, because, again, I've said it a million times, when we ask for something from somebody, they want something in return.
Yep.
And if their name could be plastered all over that desert area, and again, the government can then say, if somebody was stupid enough to go across and get hurt, then the government's defense in court would be, it's not like we didn't have signs.
Yeah.
It's not like we didn't have reflectors.
Yeah. Because
you know some little slippery lawyer, if you only have a sign every mile or what, I mean, I don't know what it is. I mean, you know what the distance
well,
are.
Well, it's every other, and they're every 12 feet, and it's every other, so it'd be every 24 feet, there's a
didn't reflector. You say the signs are a little
And then the signs
it's
are what, every...
They're further apart.
Five, yeah, every five posts.
Can
so
you
I
want to
say the signs are every 60 feet, because I think they're every five
Can you
points.
Read them?
Not unless you're within probably 10 yards of them.
Okay, so
they're literally, they're like 12-inch by 12-inch signs that are on.
If that's your idea, 12 inches, holy moly.
I know, I like this girl.
18.
Good
okay, no,
job.
But I know, I'm going wider because of the microphone in front of me. Okay, let me go like this for you.
Your husband
here.
Just passed out. Well, why couldn't we take, you know, go out there and... remove those signs, not every one of them, and do them in a rotation, bring them back, paint and redo them, and then that way you don't have to pay for the metal.
Oh, it'd be cheaper. The metal, for the most part, on those signs is well.
I don't know if the Navy wants us to be taking their signs out.
I want to say 50 to 75% of them are shot up and are so old.
Well, then we need new signs.
Yeah.
The old signs are shot up.
Yeah, the old signs are shot up.
And the old... The old border of the bombing range that had signs that were bent and twisted
right, shot up,
they can be like 100 yards from the new fence. Like the distance varies, but the new fence is way further into the bombing range, which we like, but they're no longer in the same spot.
Right.
So it's kind of weird.
Well, I'm just saying we need to really think this thing out. Go back to Yamaha and say, hey, we appreciate everything you've done, but let me ask you a question and see what you think of this. Don't you think we ought to have signs with your name on it?
Yeah.
Next to the reflectors?
That would be awesome. So you know what, Dave?
They have four periods a year for grants. So we get this one and we'll start on it. And then the next period.
You can tell he's a grant guy.
Yeah.
We'll just put
in
it.
Takes forever to do a grant.
Well, I mean...
But, well, you know the drill.
It's good money, though.
You know the drill.
You got to work with their program.
That's what I say.
It's not my thing.
You know, but I mean, you know the drill.
We'll just put in another order saying, okay, now we're grateful. This is working. Thank you. We would like to improve it yet again. We'd like to add some signs.
With your name on
it. So we need to have, say, 500 signs. It's going to say, bombing range, keep out. Thank you, Yamaha, at the bottom.
Right. Bombing range, keep out. Penalty is death.
Penalty, you have to ride a Honda.
Yeah, penalty, you have to ride a Honda. No. Yamaha would go for that. Yeah, but I mean, I'm just thinking of all the people that go out there that say, I didn't see that. I didn't know that.
Absolutely.
I know.
Ignorance is no excuse.
No, ignorance is no excuse, especially if you say you're in a side-by-side and you cut the wire because you want to go out and look at something. And all of a sudden, But what happens
if you. That's my old trail.
But what happens if you blow up and you kill your kids or your. You know, can you imagine?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, it hasn't happened yet, but good Lord.
There's a strong possibility.
Let's be proactive instead of reactive.
Yeah.
I think the Navy would love it if we reduced their liability.
You think? Yeah, I would too.
And for us, increasing the safety of off-roaders, I think it's win-win.
We did a superstition cleanup last year, and we had the chief and a few pilots and a few trainees come over and partake. We had about, 12 military guys come over from the Air Force for our cleanup. Uh-huh. And while we're doing the cleanup, even though in the beginning when everybody showed up, I said, make sure if you find anything that looks like it could be anything, just leave it where it's at.
Tell
us. And
anything that could be like a bomb, something that came out of an
airplane. Or a live round or a spent round.
Any ordnance.
That could have been, yeah. And granted, this person was in superstition in the mud hills. So not even at the base of the mountain or anything like that, but over in the mud hills, off Wheeler and in the south side, east side in the mud hills. And he brings back and he's like, look at this. Isn't this so cool? And he pulls out, you know, this 5-inch round that still had the head on it and everything. And I was like, oh, hey.
Set that down very gently.
And the Navy chief was right there. And he goes, exactly what you said, Ed. He goes, you need to put that down very gently. He goes, you don't know anything about that. And that is actually still a live round that if, you know, moved just right, could have possibly gone off.
Don't,
because it was
in
so old. It, you know, and
you just don't know.
You just don't know how stable it is when it's that.
I think that's a good project to go after personally.
Oh, the fence.
Yeah, edition? Well, and the signage and
so reflectors will be stage one, and then after that we'll do a.
And
stage
you can even
two.
Tell Yamaha, hey, we'll do the signage on stage two. Yamaha may come back and say, you know, that's a really good idea.
Yeah,
let's add that to this grant.
Yeah,
I mean, you never know. I mean, if I was Yamaha, I don't know if I'd want to wait till stage two. I would say, let's get my name out there.
What's the grant limit? Is it 10 or is it 15?
They don't have a fixed limit.
Or they don't have a fixed limit? I thought it was 10,000.
Yeah, but Yamaha.
Yamaha is flexible.
Right.
Yeah.
And just tell them very politely, and we appreciate everything you've done with reflectors, but I think signage is important. If you don't want to do it, I just want to let you know we are going to go to some other companies to get the signage. So, you get first right of refusal.
Yeah, that's smart.
Absolutely. I'm shaking my head, yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
That's very smart.
I mean, you know Yamaha would love to see their reflector with no name on it and then a Honda on a sign.
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
yeah.
Honda doesn't have a grant program, by the way.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure. And they just lost NIPM. You know, NIPM, National Youth Program Using Mini Bikes?
Yeah.
They've been supplying mini bikes and other equipment to NIPM for years. NIPM just declared out of business.
Really?
Well, it's because remember when they had that big hubbaloo about little mini bikes and all the gear that had, I guess, lead or something in it? All
the
bikes.
Lead band. That was the safety commission.
But anyway, that really hurt. That really, really hurt. The mini bike business really did.
I think NIPM just doesn't have the willpower to continue. I don't think it's an equipment problem.
Yeah, it's the organization.
They're lacking volunteers. I know that Patricia Urena, who mans it, she's been manning that program for 20 years. She's been in charge of that
same
program.
Same thing about Racers Against Drugs. It was ran by a lady out of Collin Speedway.
Yeah.
That girl was everywhere. She moved. They're still there, but nothing's going on.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's sad because it's like you need the people to join in. You need, it can't just be one person
or a handful
of people that just do it, you know?
Left town and went to North Carolina.
Oh.
I mean, really? I mean,
I don't know what would happen.
It would be hard for SDORC to fill your shoes.
Yeah, and our organization has been around for 60 years.
Yeah, I know. And granted, I'm not saying you walk on water, but it's hard to fulfill enthusiastic people that are willing to go that extra mile.
Yeah,
to make it happen. All right, let's take a quick break. You're all listening to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
When a motor's warm and she's purring sweet.
Hi, folks. Welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by PRMI Mortgage. Tell about Chris.
Primary Residential Mortgage, Inc. He's here for any of your home needs. If you're looking to buy a home for the first time, resell your home, you're looking to refinance, he's here to help you out and give you the best advice along the way. Give him a call at 619-722-1303. That's it. 619-722-1303.
Also, San Diego Off-Road Magazine. If you've never read it, you're missing out. Go to www.ssorm.com. Been around since 1982. It's your one stop for everything going on from events to buying and selling product, interesting articles. They're doing a book reading program right now that you might be interested in. Ed writes an article. It's just really, you can get it online at ssorm.com and donate money to Steve and Sherry because it takes a lot to keep that thing up and running. They live out in the desert, so they know it coming and going.
Mm-hmm.
The best coming events
ever.
Column anywhere.
Right.
So Dave, I had a wild hair, and Coleman makes mini bikes,
mm-hmm.
Small motorcycles. And I wrote them a note asking if I could borrow one to test it mm-hmm. for my radio show and my magazine column.
Yeah.
I haven't heard back. It's been like 2 weeks.
Who'd you contact?
Just the forum on the website.
A forum?
Email. Like, you know, send us a
But I mean, who's
contact.
That go to?
I don't know.
Oh. Well, what you need to do, you got to start small. So what you do is you go to a bike store, you know, a bike shop that sells them, you know, pick one, you know, and then say, I need to borrow a bike for the weekend. I'll do an article and I'll, you know, review it on SDORC Dirt Radio, and they'll be happy to throw you the keys for a weekend. You'll mm-hmm. fill out a borrowed car agreement. You got to make sure you're insured, you know, and show them. You know, bring in a copy. In fact, I'll even get you a borrowed car agreement because they may not even have one. But if they don't, and it's a complete legal document, you know, make, model, VIN, mileage in, mileage out. You know, as long as you don't tear it up or destroy it, that's what I would do. And like I've been telling you, we can do that with, you know, and that's the other thing that
all
wouldn't.
All kind of vehicles.
Well, we could enhance the show with a weekly review.
Yeah.
Whether it be a side-by-side, a motorcycle, whatever you think is interesting or new for the product. I was over at Motor World talking to them about, you know, the red sticker rule, and they're more than well aware of it. In fact, you know, the one kid I was working with, he actually races, so he bought a 21, you know,
just so he could go to the public land. I don't know if I told you, my good buddy bought a 22 KTM
and got, 450. Yeah, he got the paperwork.
He got
everything.
A pink slip and a red sticker. He showed it to me.
Have you been to DMV lately?
You know,
I mean, why would you even say that? Those people.
You know, I have a prediction. I think I said it last time that the red sticker program ending, it's going to move up in time. It's going to go up a year or a couple of years, just like they did in 1998. Because mm-hmm. red sticker started in 98, and by 2002, they'd given a lot of green stickers to red sticker bikes. And so they said, well, we're going to just start fresh in 2003.
Or if they start to see a decline in motorcycle off-road registrations, they're going to say, you know, we just turned the spigot off of a very
or
big
an
market.
Increase. Why are they increasing registrations? There shouldn't be that many because we're not allowing those bikes to get registered.
Well, yeah, well, but that's internal. They got to talk to their own folks. But, I mean, if the dealers just say, I'll sell it, but you know, but you're not going to get your red sticker money. How much is a red sticker?
$54 for 2 years.
$54. That's per bike. Can you imagine how much money they'd be throwing? You know, and some little bean counter is going to say, "Hey, we're down about $15 million between 22 and 23."
That's why Brian Jones is running SB894. Which was SB227 last year, and I forget the number of the year before.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So we're
well. At least Brian's fighting the fight, but I'm just saying. I mean, but no. If you want to get to reviews, you could do.
I would
same.
Like to try some interesting things.
What about gear? Is there any new gear on the market?
There's lots of new gear.
There's
on
always
the market.
Gear on the market.
Is there any gear for women?
There not enough.
But I mean, the gear that does. But you know, if there's like more and more demand for them. You know, I mean, just what, in the last 10 years, they finally came out with chest protectors that are lady-oriented, where before that, you had no luck.
I'm still out of luck, but
you're
yeah.
You're so out of luck.
Yeah. I'm still out of luck, but yeah.
I mean, you're 2 pounds of salami in a one-pound bag. I mean,
I know,
you
sorry.
Have no choice.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, if find new gear. I mean, I had a guy contact me because I told him, hey, I see you have a inflatable vest. I said, send me one and I'll put it on radio and TV. And he did. You know, and it was really a cool device, except like it was for road bikes. It wasn't for off road. Not that it couldn't have been for off road, because what you do is you
That's
tether it.
That's required in MotoGP now.
Is it?
That all the riders wear
not like
their
this
vest.
One. Not like this one. You tether it to your bike and you're, and then when you forget,
you
stop at the gas station. No, forget.
Oh, you step off your bike.
You step off your bike and it goes, poof, and you look like the Michelin man. So I think the ones that you're talking about don't inflate as much as this thing did.
No, they do, but they have accelerometers. And if the force on your body causes an acceleration above a certain point.
You
inflate.
Well, this one, if you forget to, you know,
I saw Valentino Rossi standing there like the Michelin.
Well, yeah, and they come with little CO2 cartridges that you do.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had one at Dave Davis at KUSI. So I put it all on him and zipped it all up, and he goes, "What's it going to be like? Oh, you won't even notice it." Woof. Looked like the Michelin man.
I wish I had that when I broke my ribs.
And then another company came out with a full body suit.
Yeah, I've seen the full body suit.
But that didn't go well because the person that went off the bike.
Oh, like blew him up like a ball?
Well, they were like a balloon and they just kept bouncing down the freeway and it wouldn't stop them. So I think that one's still in production.
Yeah, I think that would hurt.
You know what? I still think I have that inflatable vest now that you bring it up in my someplace. But I'm just saying,
I don't know.
Gloves, you know, underwear, socks.
I think I had the same riding boots for like 12 years, and I finally just got.
I've been thinking of getting new boots too.
Well, yeah. So what you do, find a pair of boots that you love.
And that's really difficult because I got big calves, so only certain brands.
We're not talking to you.
I know what. I know exactly what boot I like.
He is a perfect specimen.
Yes, he is.
So what you do is you go down to the bike store that you like, and you find the pair that you love, and you take a picture of the manufacturer. You go to the website and Google it and look it up, and it'll have press or media. You click on that. I personally would look for a phone number, you know, because if you email them, hell, that thing will sit in their trash for years. So you call them up and say, hey, I happen to be, you know, being in a store the other day, I seen your boots. I just want you to know I do a radio show in San Diego. I've been doing it for about 5-6 years. And we do a product column. And I'd wonder if you'd be interested in sending me a pair of boots, size 9.5D. Let me road test them, check them out. I will take them off road. I'll do this, that, and the other. And if you want them back, that's fine. You pay the shipping. Otherwise, I'll keep them and continue to do reviews on them, or I'll donate them to a motorcycle charity.
Sounds great.
9 times out of 10, you'll keep them.
What do they want
your stinky old boots back for?
I know.
But I'm just saying, anything, I have the hardest time getting people to do that, especially in the gun show. I do the same thing in the gun show. Then they do it, and then they go, wow, that's the greatest idea in the world. Whoops. You don't think I didn't come up with it for my health? And really, you know, all joking aside, Audrey, because you're your larger stature, you're even better off for them to have equipment and gear that fits you.
Yeah.
See, I happen to be a yada, 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 yada. You know, I want to know, do you have anything?
Then I would have to take her riding with my three-wheeler or my old Yamaha. Well, I'd have to take her to test the gear.
I saw your van yesterday, or a very similar van, and I was very excited.
Why, you buying a new van?
No,
she saw a van identical to mine.
Yeah, I called
me. Is that you?
Oh.
And unfortunately, I was at home.
It was like 9 o'clock Friday night, and I'm like, hey, are you in the desert?
No, he's in bed.
Like, darn it, I had to do the DAC meeting yesterday.
Okay.
I was on the Zoom call from 9 to 3:30 on a beautiful winter day in San Diego.
Oh, nice. But you see where I'm going with all this?
I'll work through that.
Goggles, helmets, gloves. I mean, they've got the goggle technology has got to be huge.
Goggles are incredible. They've changed so much.
Well, yeah, but how many people still use the same goggles they've had for 10 years?
About every 3 years they go.
No, right.
About every 3 years.
And
if you go riding and you're out
your helmet. Hold your helmet.
Oh, I updated my helmet actually 3 years ago, so it's probably out of date by now.
How about yours?
I got a couple I use.
No, they didn't ask you what you use. I said, how old are they?
One of them is probably 3 years. One of them is older.
Yeah. One of them I haven't is heard a number.
There's new technology.
They're only good for 5 to 6 years.
Yeah. And then
tops.
Well, once you fall and you crack it, and that's what, three years ago, that's what happened to me, is I cracked my helmet. And
you
so it's
don't
no
even
longer...
have to crack it. All you have to do is drop it.
Yeah. Yeah, you just have
it
to drop it.
It doesn't have to crack. If you just dropped it on the ground or the cement. Mm-hmm. I used to do a military training, and I used to freak these guys out. We had a helmet. You know, it was a race helmet. And we'd say, see that? It's junk. Same thing with bicycle helmets for little kids.
Yep.
You know how little kids are. They like to throw their helmets around. Mm-hmm. And you've never dropped your helmet, right?
Never.
Didn't think so.
I never hit the ground.
I'm very, very very careful with my helmet while I have it. I have the case. I have the box. Right. I like to keep it nice.
But I'm just saying, one segment should be product.
Yeah.
New product.
That's a great idea.
And you
there's
know,
there's an amazing video of a guy testing a Japanese helmet and a Chinese helmet. They look about the same. He has them on a stand, and he takes the Japanese one, hits it with a baseball bat. It goes flying across his backyard. He does the same thing with a Chinese helmet, and it breaks into two pieces. It's like, oh, my God. The difference is so stark between the quality of the two.
I don't know about
$100, the other is $500. Which head do you have?
And which one split? Yeah. The $100 one?
Yeah, the Chinese one. It broke in half. It was amazing.
I'm telling you, when I buy stuff today, first thing I look at is see where it's made. And if it's made in China, I'm not buying it. I don't care what it is. Harder. I'd rather go without.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break and come back.
No, we still got 2 seconds. All right, folks. This is SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Let's talk bugs. K&J Termite and Pest Control. Family owned and operated for over 45 years. They love having your house clean. And the best way to do it, have them come out, take a look, see what you got going on, get into a program. And they will make sure you're bug-free for you, your family, your kids, and your animals. K&J Termite and Pest Control, 619-441-7378. Get a quote.
I'm excited. I'm coming out tomorrow to treat my bugs.
All right.
I have my quarterly pest control service. Did you, have with
really?
Them.
You have a
Did you let
regular,
all the bugs know you're having a party tomorrow?
You have a regular inspection?
Yeah, well, regular service. I have a regular pest control. So every 3 months, they come out and
what's that run?
And then if anything happens in between those 3 months, like I get ants come to the trash can or something like that, they'll come out and treat for free because I'm on a service plan. So I pay, I think it's $95
every 3 months.
Every 3 months, and it's
wow, what a great way to preserve your investment.
Yeah, for
now, is this stuff they use? Are they safe with animals?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The only thing is within basically an hour after he comes through and sprays, I can't let the dogs out because it has to dry. And then as soon as it's dry, it's just fine.
I should do that. I should do that.
I know. Me too.
I love spending money.
So Oceano Dunes, there's another step. The Off-Highway Motor Vehicle Recreation Commission, so the Off-Road Commission for state parks, is having a meeting next Thursday or this coming Thursday. And they're going to talk about the stipulated order of abatement for Oceano Dunes. And that order, stipulated order of abatement, is between California State Parks and the Air Pollution Control District. They came to an agreement. State Parks didn't like it. Air pollution people forced it. It's a kind of a legal binding thing. And it's telling state parks they have to do a lot of stuff to clean the air.
This is where all of the orange fencing came from. This is where the bales of hay have come from, where we've lost 70% of our dunes out there to mitigating the closure because they seem to somehow feel that, which I'm going with I feel, they feel. Because I don't believe that it is a scientific finding, and that's what this is all about, is the dispute for this.
There's a study came out from the Scripps Institute of Oceanography saying that the dust out there, it's not toxic, and it's not nearly as bad as the Science Advisory Group and the Air Pollution Control District are making it out to be. So first there's going to be a commission meeting so the commission can hear comments from the public, and then they can make their statement. And then in March, the Air Pollution Control District is going to have a meeting talking about this stipulated order of abatement. And at that meeting, they may recommend the stipulated order of abatement become modified. So we're going to see if they'll modify it and what they'll change. We The off-road leadership thinks that they will do some minor changes. The off-road public would like them to do some major changes because, according to the Scripps Institute, the problem that they're doing all the fence and hay bales and closures for, it's not really a scientific problem. It's not a problem based in science. And so we would like to backpedal and change all that, open those areas back up. So we're going to see what happens. I think Friends of Oceano Dunes would like it if they didn't change the stipulated order of abatement at all, because it is so slanted against us. And now with the Scripps Institute study, they can take that to court and possibly get it thrown out. So it's more drama. It's a lot of hooey.
So basically what's been in effect for so long from the scientific advisory group, which is referred to as the SAG Council, Science Advisory Group, it basically reaches far beyond what is actually needed. So requiring all of these fencing, requiring the bales of hay or straw that they bring in, because hay is not right. So they have to have the straw.
Yeah, the straw bales, because you can't introduce invasive species.
Yeah. When they're doing that, because when they're bringing the bales of hay in, they're bringing in rodent activity.
There's bugs
and
in there.
Yeah, and they're bringing bugs in.
You ever seen a mouse jump out of a hay bale?
Yes, actually.
You never know what's in there.
You never know what's in.
So besides this, we were talking and we never really, we need to like sit down.
We should call KJ Termite Pest Control.
Those guys, they would help us.
They'd catch that little rascal.
We should make a trip up there and have Jim Sudi and the gang show us around Oceano Dunes, because we don't really know it that well.
Yeah.
I mean, we're so far away.
Yeah.
And it'd be nice to really know what we're talking about.
Go up, spend the night. Get a hotel.
Yeah.
Camp on the beach. I'll throw my sleeping bag right on the beach.
It's the only place in the state of California you can't get a ticket for having your sleeping bag on
the
beach.
But you guys ought to make a trek up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's plan that like in March or April.
I'm totally down.
Like before the summer crowds hit?
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Well, we don't have a winter. It went away.
Oh, yeah.
Global warming.
What's the groundhog? I thought he was going to see.
Yeah, he packed his bags and
six
left.
More weeks.
We need people to get involved. There's an OHV meeting this coming Thursday, February 17th. We need your comments. We need you to get active and involved. Aside from the OHMVR commission meeting this week, there's also an air pollution control district meeting in March that is following this as well. We need people to step up and make comments for that as well. And be active and be involved in this, because this is going to make or break, could make or break the lawsuits for how this plays out. Because if this stipulated abatement order has been in effect since 2016, I think is when it went in.
I'm not sure.
2016 or 2017, I think, is when the stipulated abatement order went into place. And it's been in effect since. We've had years of them trying to come in, bringing all these fencing in and stuff. And it plays a role, because the lawsuit basically says that it's overreaching. And if they win and they are able to remove some of the stuff out, then it won't look as biased as what it is. But because it's basically the California Coastal Commission putting the pressure on the air pollution control district.
There's a lot of moving parts here. So if Friends of Oceano Dunes beats the California Coastal Commission in their lawsuit and we get to keep it open, we still are looking at this stipulated order of abatement.
Yes.
So what we need to happen is we need to beat the Coastal Commission in that lawsuit, and then we need to beat the stipulated order of abatement, maybe through another lawsuit or through our testimony at these meetings.
Yeah.
So there's different stuff going on. And just because if we win this, we could still lose the Coastal Commission order. So it's frustrating. there's a lot of moving parts, a lot of...
You should run for the Coastal Commission.
The Coastal Commission order wouldn't have any reasoning to be in effect, though, so it wouldn't be able to be in order.
Yeah.
Because if you win this, they're basing their orders off of this, right? And what the science is behind this, which I believe isn't science. This is their emotional feeling. And they
they don't like off-roading, and like they're trying to find what kind of agency action can we do to end it.
How hard is it to get on that board?
You need a strong Democrat to appoint you.
Yeah, I think you have to be appointed to that board. You're not elected to the board.
I'm more interested in the Fish and Wildlife Commission, the state. I'm already a county commissioner, so that's sort of
stepping stone.
That's the direction I'm heading. If I could become a state.
That'd be good retirement for you.
Oh, that would be a
You quit
really,
shaking rocks and go do that something that's worthwhile.
We're making the world a safer place
over
there.
You are not either.
Yeah, we are.
No, you're not either.
You haven't seen the way I work. Yeah, the crane.
Oh, look, it cracked. Okay, next. No, I'm only giving you a hard time.
Yeah.
Are you a geologist?
I'm a technician. Bridges,
I move heavy things around with cranes, forklifts, and stuff like that.
You get to drive the fun stuff.
I have a lot of fun.
Okay, well, we only have a couple minutes left.
So what about the
cleanups?
So
we have to say happy birthday to Ed.
Aww. Oh yeah!
Happy birthday to Ed!
Happy birthday, Ed!
Happy birthday, 18! Happy birthday to Ed! Your birthday yesterday?
Yeah.
Did you get hammered?
I know. When I was 18, my dad and my cousin took me to LA Girls.
Oh. Whoa!
And I was so embarrassed. I was. They went and talked to someone. This is the first time I'd ever seen
girls don't have any clothes on.
A naked adult woman. She came and sat right next to me and talked to me. I was so embarrassed.
He hasn't forgotten since. Okay, so anyway.
Did you like that? Appreciate that. Next weekend we're going to be in Ocotillo Wells. You can come meet Ed if you say hi to him at the event center at Ocotillo Wells.
If you're lucky, you'll see Audrey and I in a 392 Jeep Wrangler.
So excited!
What's that thing flying up? Blow sand. I've never seen anyone go so fast.
Who's that guy jumping out? Yeah, right.
I just like the sound of it. And then after that, we have our Painted Gorge cleanup. That's coming up the following Saturday, February 26th. And then after that, it's back to Ocotillo Wells for Tierra del Sol Desert Safari. Yeah. So they are going to be out there behind Jack in the Box. You can buy your entry now to be a part of the raffle. But TDS4x4.com. Support those.
Uh-huh. And they'll be on KUSI February 25th at 6:45 in the morning. With more information, go join sdorc.org. Right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud on.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit sdorc.org. That's sdorc.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.